Atlantic 7-6, Shenandoah beat Clarinda 4-3, Creston over Red Oak 9-5, Harlan beat St. Albert 6-3, Kemper Catholic topping Denison 9-7. In Western Iowa Conference play, it was Trainer over IKM Manning 8-1, Logan Magnolia took a pair from AHST 8-0 and 9-1, Audubon beat Tri-Center 8-6, Missouri Valley over Griswold 15-5 in the first game of a doubleheader, Griswold took the second game 9-6, Underwood beat Riverside twice, 13-1 and 7-5. In Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Exira EHK over Coon Rapids Bayard 7-2. West Harrison beat Cam 13-5. In the Corner Conference, Nishnabotna over Sydney 11-4. Stanton falling to Lennox 17-3. Also last night, Winterset beat Nottoway Valley 12-4 in boys baseball. In girls softball play last night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Lewis Central over Atlantic 4-0, Clarinda beat Shenandoah 13-0, Creston over Red Oak 10-0, Harlan over St. Albert 14-8, Denison beat Kemper Catholic 10-2. In the Western Iowa Conference, AHST topping Logan Magnolia twice, or actually beat him in the first game 5-3, Loma won the second game 12-2, Missouri Valley beat Griswold twice 8-1 and 14-1, it was Riverside topping Underwood 3-1 and 9-8 in both games of a doubleheader, IKM Manning beat Trainer 5-1 in the opener of a doubleheader, Trainer won the second game 4-1, Tri-Center beat Audubon 11-1 and 9-6 in both halves of a double dip last night. In Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Exira EHK over Coon Rapids Bayard 5-0. Also in the Corner Conference, Sydney beat Nishnabotna 12-0. Lennox over Essex 11-2. Southwest Valley outscoring Stanton 16-5. At the College World Series yesterday, Walker Buehler pitched 5 1/3 innings of no-hit relief, and John Norwood drove in the go-ahead run and another for insurance in Vanderbilt's 6-4 win over UC Irvine at the College World Series last night. Buehler took over for struggling first-round draft pick Tyler Beede and helped move Vanderbilt within one win of the College World Series championship round. The Commodores will play in a bracket final Friday against the winner of a Wednesday elimination game between UC Irvine and Texas. That's because Parker French and Travis Duke limited Louisville to 4 hits as Texas manufactured runs in 3 straight innings to beat the Cardinals 4-1 in a College World Series elimination game yesterday. The Longhorns ended a 4-game College World Series losing streak dating to 2009, and they'll face UC Irvine in another elimination game on Wednesday. Louisville went 0-2 in the College World Series for the second straight year. They're 1-6 in 3 appearances in Omaha. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Alan Craig and Matt Adams each had 2 RBIs as the St. Louis Cardinals got effective work from rookie pitchers, subbing for ace Adam Wainwright in a 6-2 win over the Mets last night. Carlos Martinez allowed an unearned run in 4 innings in his second career start, and Nick Greenwood allowed a run on 2 hits in 3 1/3 innings to win his Major League debut for St. Louis, which has won 7 of 8. Matt Holliday had 2 hits, including a single for his 1,000th career RBI in a 4-run 5th inning that put the Cards up 6-1. Elsewhere in the National League, it was the Cubs over Miami in 13 innings, 5-4. Phillies beat the Braves in 13 innings, 6-1. Milwaukee over Arizona, 9-3. The Dodgers beat the Rockies, 6-1. Omar Infante hit a 3-run homer in the 6th inning and had an RBI single and a 4-run 5th against former teammate Justin Verlander, helping the Kansas City Royals beat the Detroit Tigers 11-8 last night. Kansas City has won a season-high 8 straight to pull within a half game of the AL Central leading Tigers. Elsewhere in the American League, Cleveland beat the LA Angels 4-3, Tampa Bay over Baltimore 5-4, Boston beat Minnesota 1-0. It was Texas outscoring Oakland 14-8. One interleague game saw Seattle beat San Diego by a score of 5-1. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, it was Sacramento beating the Iowa Cubs by a score of 5-1. Baseball Hall of Famer Tony Gwynn has passed away at the age of 54 from cancer. The 8-time National League batting champ and 15-time All-Star spent his entire career with the San Diego Padres. He was elected to the Hall of Fame in 2007. Gwynn finished his career with a .338 average, 3,141 hits, 5 gold gloves, and 319 stolen bases. He made headlines in 1994 when he toyed with a .400 batting average, something not achieved in decades. He finished the strike shortened season with a .394 batting average. Gwynn had 2 operations for cancer in his right cheek between August of 2010 and February of 2012. That second surgery was complicated, with surgeons removing a facial nerve because it was intertwined with a tumor inside his right cheek. Hall of Fame pitcher Greg Maddux says on Twitter that Gwynn was the best pure hitter that he ever faced. Gwynn owned a 4.15 lifetime average against Maddux, who never struck him out in 107 at-bats. San Diego Mayor Kevin Falconer says our city is a little darker today without him, but immeasurably better because of him. Gwynn had said that he believed his cancer was from chewing tobacco. In other baseball news, Baltimore Orioles catcher Matt Wieters will undergo season-ending surgery on his right elbow today. Wieters had his ailing elbow examined by Dr. James Andrews yesterday after sitting out since May 10th. He was hitting .309 with 5 homers and 18 RBIs in 26 games. Arizona Diamondbacks right-hander Bronson Arroyo is headed to the disabled list for the first time in his 15-year career. He had gone 369 career starts without a stint on the DL until he developed elbow tendinitis. He's 7-4 with a .408 earned run average in 14 starts this season. The Cleveland Indians have recalled right-hander Mark Lowe from AAA Columbus, and they optioned lefty T.J. House to the same club. Lowe made 4 relief appearances with the Indians last month with a .208 earned run average. Miami has signed pitcher Tyler Kolek, the second overall pick in this year's draft. The 6'5", 255-pound Kolek pitched for Shepherd High School in Texas, where his fastball consistently registered in the upper 90s and exceeded 100 miles per hour. Well, the Iowa Girls Coaches Association announced its 2014 All-State Girls Soccer Teams this season. Some of the local representatives on the soccer teams in Class 2A first-teamers include Allie Dimiturko of Lewis Central, along with Thomas Jefferson teammates Samantha Arnold and Libby Havenridge. Second-teamers in Class 2A include Lewis Central teammates Kaylee Putnam and Natalie Patton. And honorable mention picks in Class 2A include Haley Gross of Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, Adair Casey, Lewis Central teammates Kelsey McSorley and Reagan Coyle, also Glenwood's Sarah Homan and Lauren Hemiller of Thomas Jefferson. In Class 1A, 3 first-team selections include Tri-Center's Kaylee Grody, along with St. Albert teammates Emma Munger and Jenna Cox. Second-teamers include Maddie Munger of St. Albert, and also honorable mentions in Class 1A include Allison Waters of Underwood, Anna Peterson of Harlan, along with Mary Casson of St. Albert. Ghana has eliminated the United States from World Cup play the last 2 tournaments. The Americans may have landed the knockout punch this time, though. John Brooks came off the bench to score the game winner in the 86th minute and give the Americans a much-needed 2-1 win over Ghana in the World Cup opener for both teams. Graham Zusi sent a corner kick toward the net and watched as Brooks headed it in 4 minutes after Ghana had tied the score. Brooks became the first substitute to score a goal for the United States in World Cup competition. Brooks had appeared in just 4 U.S. national matches before entering this one at halftime. The Americans got off to a quick start as Clint Dempsey put them ahead just 29 seconds into the game. It was the 5th fastest goal in World Cup history and the fastest ever by a U.S. player. Dempsey also became the first U.S. player to score in 3 different World Cups, and the lead held up until Andre Ayew beat Tim Howard in the 82nd minute for Ghana. The Yanks closed out the win with forward Josie Altidore, who was carried off in a stretcher after his left hamstring gave out in the 21st minute. He awaits tests that will determine whether he can return for this World Cup. Also in World Cup play yesterday, Thomas Mueller scored a hat trick as Germany ripped Portugal 4-0. Nigeria and Iran played to a 0-0 stalemate. That's the first draw in this year's World Cup. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.